We are back, and my name is Brian, Clarity Radio, and we've just been talking to Jennifer and Ashley, and we had a good conversation in segment number one. We learned something really, really powerful on how to not get yourself into trouble. Now, Jennifer, you were saying something.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the selfishness thing, because at least for me, it's hard to tell what is being selfish. Like, what's the line? Because on one hand, it's like, you can't sacrifice yourself for others all the time, you know? But on the other hand, it's like, there's a line where it's like, I don't know. Yeah.
I think with me, someone is extremely selfish when they won't share their chocolate bar with me.
Yeah. Those people are the worst.
I mean, that really gets me. They won't break off a piece of the chocolate and let me have some. Okay, again, we're having fun. Let me see if I can answer that question. Oh my God, discern and laugh at the same time. Jeez, that's tough. Hang on. Okay, very simple. Interesting. Someone is selfish. The highest degree of selfishness, okay, is when someone gives you something and they expect something back from you.
Mm.
Okay? They give you something and they want it back. You understand?
Yep.
So, in other words, when you give unconditionally.
Yes.
Okay? But when they do something for you, they do an act of something, they want something back. That's being selfish.
Right.
Okay? But if they just do it out of love, having no expectations, then that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
But if you got someone who does something for you, then they expect something back. It's not a good situation because you don't feel good. Because when you give them something back because they did something for you, it's not the same.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, talk to me.
Okay, like for example, say I was out and didn't feel like taking an Uber home or didn't feel like busing home or whatever.
Yeah.
And I call Ashley and I'm like, hey, can you come pick me up? And then she's like, okay, sure, like I'll pick you up, whatever. But then it's like she's picking me up because she knows that if the roles were reversed, she would want me to come get her, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like there is some sort of level of, yeah, I'm going to pick you up with the understanding that, you know, sometime if I ever want to ride home, then you'll come get me too.
Well, it depends what time of morning you call her. Excuse me. If you call her at 2 a.m. in the morning, Ashley, are you going to be out there picking her up?
What
are you
Probably not.
Okay, what are you going to be saying?
I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to do this for you this one time, but you owe me, girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
If she's at school or if she's out hanging out and it's not too late,
You're going to do it.
Yeah. And I'm up for it. I'll do it.
Yeah. And, like, it goes the same, but it's also, like, even if I don't want to and it doesn't make me happy, I will still go get her sometimes because I know that if I was in her situation, I would want her to come get me.
Okay, hang on for one second. We're going somewhere with this, and I don't know where we're going. Maybe we're going to end up in Cuba. I don't know.
That'd be nice.
They have nice beans and rice there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cuban beans and rice is fantastic.
Yeah.
Hang on for one sec. Let me just think about this. We're going somewhere. You're raising an important point about selfish people. Let me discern this. Hang on. True selfish people, they don't like to help others, and they don't like others helping them. Okay? But let's go deeper.
Yeah.
Because that's just a cosmetic statement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hang on. They don't like having an obligation to somebody else.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. They don't want to have to owe you.
Yeah.
Or feel like they have to owe you.
But, hang on for one second, we have got to go deeper here, okay? Hang on. But selfish people love the idea of someone owing them something. And in most cases, it's money.
Yeah.
In most cases, in our society, it's money.
Yeah.
Okay? If we were in a society where we didn't have any currency, maybe it would be a cow, you know?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're in a currency society and it's money, okay? And so most selfish people love others to owe them money. Okay, but why? You always got to go deeper. You always got to go, you just don't say, okay, that's the answer.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you can go 50 levels down.
For sure.
Okay? And so why? So they can come back in another incarnation and hurt you. See?
I know it doesn't equate.
It doesn't even make sense, does it?
No.
Because we got to go deeper. Right?
Let's do it.
That's what we got to do. We got to go deeper. Okay, can't breathe. give me some oxygen.
Take some water.
Okay, hang on. Again, we're going deeper. Oh my God. What is the primary objective of a selfish person? Hang on. They need to do something so they come back in another incarnation so they can do something.
Yeah.
Money is one way to hook, line, and sink you. Okay. What do they want with you every incarnation? Okay, hang on. So, selfish people, the emphasis of what they do is to pass their karma to you.
And take your good karma.
And take your good karma. But more importantly, let's go deeper. Oh, I've got to breathe here. Oh, okay. I'm going deep. Man, oh man, there's no light down here. Wow. Okay, I'm going deeper. So, how do selfish people suck you in? We're going deep here.
Yeah.
This is good for Christmas because I think people are going to behave differently around the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
They're not going to be making promises. Okay, hang on for 1 second. By having you make oath promises and everything else to them.
Right.
Okay, so what is the main oath promise that selfish people need you to agree to so they can come back every incarnation and pass their bad karma to you? So now we're going deeper, right?
Yeah.
You see how we just open up the conversation in general talking about selfish people? Now you see where we're going? We're going 60 feet deep.
Yeah.
Here we go. So let's find out. Hang on. What is the main oath promise that you got to make to them? Okay. Hang on. It's just one, that you will die for them.
What?
That's it.
What the heck?
No. Here.
I believe it, but like, how do you get into those conversations?
Yeah.
That's what, like,
are
that's
you,
what,
are
you, know
you
what I mean?
Kidding?
I guess I just haven't, like,
I've witnessed it. I've witnessed a couple where the fellow said, well, number one, he said, I will die for all of you. Okay. Then after that, I went up to him and said, don't you ever make that statement again.
Mm-hmm.
I explained it. Okay? Mm-hmm. But there are situations where a boyfriend, girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and one of them says, would you die for me?
Mm.
Come on, we've seen this. We've seen
this. Yeah, okay, you're
come
right.
Come on.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm thinking about if I'm with a friend or like if I'm at school and somebody goes on a coffee run and then they're like, I just paid for everyone. It's fine. You know, just get the next one kind of thing.
No,
you know?
But that's not dying.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. I know people that are like very selfish.
Yeah.
And I see them through like a school setting kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, how would I ever get into a situation where I'm gonna say
I'll
that
die for you
like, to somebody who I don't like?
You guys ask fantastic questions. Like, you really do. Like, I mean, you got me going. So, we've had many different incarnations.
Right.
Okay. Let's say we've had 1,000 incarnations already. Okay. Let's just hypothetically. Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's say 500 incarnations ago, okay, you were a mother and your child was dying. Very sick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you go to the child and you go to God, I'm going to die for this child. Father, take me. Don't take
mm-hmm.
my child. Okay.
Yeah.
So you make that commitment. You say, I'm right. going to die.
Yeah.
Okay. So now here's the deal. Every incarnation after that, it doesn't matter because you're making a commitment to the soul. You're not making it to the physical body.
Right.
And so you're making it to the soul. So whoever that person is comes back. That person is going to be around you to transfer their karma to you
right.
based on the actual discussion of what we're having.
Just because they were someone very significant to you in one life doesn't mean that they're 500 incarnations later, they're going to be your sister, brother,
that's
mother,
right.
father.
They could be someone totally different.
Yeah.
But because you made that statement 500 or 3 incarnations ago or the most recent.
Yeah.
You're stuck. Unless you run into someone like me, then I can take a look at your matrix file.
Mm-hmm.
And with God's permission, because I always have to have the spiritual council permission to change anything.
Yeah. Okay?
And so once I've got the permission, then I can change it. And that's why you don't say to someone that you're prepared to die. Here, you're in a situation whereby, let's say you're a young man and you pledge allegiance to your country to die.
For your country.
So you do that 500 incarnations ago Every incarnation after that, you're going to war.
Yeah.
Every incarnation until...
Don't they make you take a pledge or something yes, like that, too?
Yes, and I mean, even yes. professions like doctors, engineers, yes. lawyers.
Yes.
But even O Canada, all the kids singing O Canada, isn't that like, we stand on guard for thee? Like, you know what I mean? Isn't that kind of an oath? Isn't the...
Yes, it is. So you don't have to accept it.
Right.
But if you don't change it, you're stuck with that all the time.
Yeah.
And that's why you don't say to someone or to yourself, to God, that you are prepared to pledge your life for somebody, for country. You don't do it.
Yeah.
Because then you got to do it every incarnation. So we're going to go to break. And see, that was interesting. Again, we learned something new and we're teaching our listeners what they need to do in order to survive this. I call it the video game because we're in a video game. We have to survive this video game and what they need to do to teach their kids so the kids have an easier time in this video game.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be right back. My name's Brian. You know that. Clear your radio. Thank you. Okay, I'm back. Great song. Love that song. Hey, guys?
Yeah.
Beautiful song. 10 out of 10.
Okay, so what we were saying about selfish people.
I feel like I got a little lost on the way of us getting so deep. And I was just wondering if we could, like, maybe
swim
to the top and the surface.
Take a little breath of air.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's sunny outside. This is fantastic. I'm on surface. Okay, give me a life jacket. I can't stay in the water for so long. Anyway, what's your question?
I was just going to ask if we could maybe, like, bring it together and, like, just define then what is a selfish person.
Put the pieces of the puzzle together.
And, like, yeah. That might make... Because I was getting, like...
I feel that, too.
Got a little confused.
A selfish person is someone that has a highly controlled agenda. And in a lot of cases, the person who is selfish is not aware of this highly controlled agenda. Because the selfish person would have what I call maybe an extra soul, an extra astral body, something where that entity is working through that person to help that person transfer their karma to someone else. Yet, in a lot of cases, selfish people don't think they're selfish.
Yeah.
If you ask most selfish people, they don't think they're selfish. They're mm-hmm. not aware of it. That's because of the other entity working through them. But at the same time, we have a software program, all of us, mm-hmm. to behave in a certain way.
Yeah.
Along with selfish people. Okay? And so they're not to be viewed as bad people.
No.
They're going through this life experience for a reason. Mm-hmm. Okay. And maybe they're there to teach us something. Okay. Instead of saying it's bad, you look on the good side and you try to find something good about it, but don't walk around and say, well, this person fits the three criteria. They're evil or whatever. Because even people who are dark are here to teach us something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've learned a lot from dark people.
Yep.
I have. If I was not around dark people, I would not be able to help so many people. I would not be able to help the world. And so I'm not going to say that we need to be together in duality. I don't like that idea.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. I would rather leave here and go to a planet where it's just light. But then again, you would get bored.
I don't think so.
You don't think
no.
so? You get
you
bored.
You could have a really nice life.
Yeah. Okay, hang on for 1 second. There is a planet where everyone's of the light. Let me just see what's going on. I'm going to ask the question. I want to find out.
All right.
Is it better to be just of the light, or is it better to maybe have a few dark ones?
Okay, I'm curious.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing I'm not a fanatic. Oh, my God. This is all the conspiracy theorists out there taking this information and having it go through the wire. Oh, my God. Here we go. Let me see this planet. They're actually happier when there's duality, dark and the light.
I don't know. I can't imagine that.
Who's happier?
People in general, living on that planet. Okay, let's find out why.
Yeah.
Because we've got to go into the water again.
Because I feel like you could still be of the light and have karma and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can. But
and you have to go through stuff. It doesn't mean that you have to have some person attacking you.
I agree with you. And the way you go through that is by simply making no oaths, vows, promises.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you can come into this incarnation, this matrix, and you don't make the promises, then you have a better life.
Mm-hmm.
You have an actual better life. Like we're talking about the latchkins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, billionaires, they don't have latchkins.
Yeah.
You know, they're very careful who they make oaths and promises to.
Right.
And because they don't, they have much more freedom, okay?
Yeah.
But it's the people that struggle to make ends meet have the latchpins.
Right.
Okay? And most of the rich people don't have latchpins. They don't have oaths, vows, and promises to the church, to religion, to institutions. They don't have it, okay? But even when they say they do have it, they really don't, because I can discern them and I can see that their genetic program tells me they don't have it. Then I can see the gene that explains why they're saying that they don't have it,
mm-hmm.
okay? I mean, I can go into it very easy. And they may say that what I'm saying is not true. But it is true. If they have my gift, they can go into the genes and see that they don't want anyone to know.
Yeah.
They want everyone to believe that they do have a latchpin, that they are connected to religion
mm-hmm.
and all this stuff. But they are not. Okay. which is a good thing for them because then it means they don't have a gun to their head.
Yeah, exactly.
When you have a latch pin, you've got a gun to your head. And that's the real issue with having a latch pin, making these oaths, vows, and promises. And just quickly, you guys were asking me about the Omicron. So we know that the Omicron is a strand of COVID. It is still COVID, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm saying that that strand does not share the same intelligence as
the original.
The original. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not as deadly. Okay. So in a way, we are overreacting worldwide with this one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is everyone going to get it? Yeah, probably everyone's going to end up getting it, at least 99.9% at this time, okay? But things could change in the Matrix where that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But they say it spreads 5 times faster, okay? But that strand is dumb. It's not intelligent. But what the people need to understand, what a lot of Canadians and people in the U.S., people out of Europe, all over the world listening to me, okay? What you don't understand, here's the deal. It's very simple. You cannot get a chronic genetic or chronic disease if there are no viruses in your body. It's not possible. Okay? The viruses, they play a role in compromising a cell, a gene, a stem cell, whatever. They play a role in compromising that. So you need the virus to do that. Understand what viruses do? And coming around December 25th, if you haven't been vaccinated, maybe it's the time for you to be vaccinated and just to trust. But you have to go with your own intuition, your gut feeling, and don't do it because someone's forcing you to do it. You do it because you feel comfortable, okay? And that's when you take the vaccine. If you're struggling with the actual decision to take the vaccine, that means there's an issue that needs to be resolved. You're afraid of something, and that fear usually is very, very real, and you should not ignore it. But if you feel comfortable taking the vaccine around the 25th, whereby 6 months ago, whatever, you said you would not take the vaccine, and maybe something has changed with your whole total profile of your spirit, your soul, etc., and there has been some adjustments with respect to that. That's in your best interest. Take the vaccine. But you can only know that if you feel comfortable. You will get the feeling that this is the right moment. Okay? So we're going to say goodbye. And what we're going to do is we're not going to do any more broadcasts until January 14th, year 2022. We wish everyone happy Christmas, right?
Yes.
A happy new year.
Yes.
Right? And parents, try not to spoil the grandchildren. They don't need 40 presents underneath the tree. It's not logical. You spoil the child, and they don't need that much. And if you're going to get something for the kids, get something where they can educate themselves, something that they can build on their brain cells. Help them out. Don't give them these crazy toys that they're going to play with for 10 minutes, and it ends up in a garage sale 3 years later. You know, save your money. But don't encourage your kids to have all these crazy toys when they only need 2 or 3, you know. Go back to when we were younger. You know, when I was 13, 12, I didn't get much. And you know what? I was happier. I got my clothes. I got my shoes. I got maybe one toy. That was it. I was happy. Then we had a beautiful, beautiful Christmas dinner. The kids, they don't need that much more. So wake up and save your money and put that credit card away. Don't spoil the kids. Okay, we love you, and we will talk to you next year. Thank you.